rebuilt, restored, redeemed. Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days. John chapter 2, verse 19. Impossible, or so it would seem to humanize. But the temple he had spoken of was his body. John chapter 2, verse 21. Subject to the divine authority of God, no destruction is final. Even death could not keep him in the grave. Acts chapter 2, verse 24. He who has power to resurrect from the dead has absolute authority to hallow what's been hallowed. Our heartache is but a shadow of our Father's grief over us all. Revulsion is perfectly appropriate when purity is defiled. This is not the way it's supposed to be. The loss of perfection was never God's intention. We mourn the unspeakable loss of potential, the forfeiture of the full measure of all that could have been. Though we all fell tragically short of the glory of God, He Himself will bridge the irreconcilable differences. Our Savior is in the very business of salvaging the unsalvageable. God will redeem and repurpose, but His restoration plan may not look like ours. Imagine yourself as a living house. God comes in to rebuild that house. At first, perhaps, you can understand what He is doing. He is getting the drains right and stopping the leaks in the roof and so on. You knew that those jobs needed doing, and so you are not surprised. But presently, He starts knocking the house about in a way that hurts abominably and does not seem to make sense. What on earth is He up to? The explanation is that He is building quite a different house from the one you thought of, throwing out a new wing here, putting on an extra floor there, running up towers, making courtyards. You thought you were going to be made into a decent little cottage, but He is building a palace. He intends to come and live in it Himself. C.S. Lewis. Renovation and rebuilding always start with demolition. The master builder is not interested in mere cosmetic upgrades. When the Lord rebuilds, it may not look as we expect. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has ever conceived the glorious things God has prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. His dwelling place will be among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 27. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things will pass away. Behold, He is making all things new. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 through 5. Only let us believe the scripture and the words that Jesus has spoken. In a little while, He will fill His house with His glory. Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. Jesus restores hallowed, hallowed spaces, past, present, and future. Demolition and rebuilding are labor-intensive, grueling processes. Through it, He will restore all things to the way they were meant to be. Unbreakable promises. Passion for your house has consumed me, and the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. Psalm 69, verse 9. You turned my wailing into dancing, you removed my sackcloth, and clothed me with joy. Psalm 30, verse 11.